Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As much as Kyle Hamilton has fixed the secondary and some of the issues with the big plays, I still think a guy like Dalton Kincaid could have a lot of opportunities attacking Roquan Smith, Trenton Simpson. And look, he's going to get matched up probably with Marlon Humphrey at times, with Hamilton. But I do think the middle of the field can be an area maybe in that 10 to 12 yard range off the line of scrimmage that if Buffalo can be disciplined and be forced to move the ball down the field, I do think that's one area where you can find some success.
Evan Washburn on One Bills Live from CBS. I would propose one change to that point. I think it's logical.
You can do whatever you want. I was reading social media and didn't really pay attention.
Kincaid?
Sorry.
Will we finally have the Kincaid game? I think I'd just rather predict that Knox is this player than Kincaid. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just not happening. They did get a big catch from Kincaid in the Denver game. He didn't catch the ball.
Right. But they got credit for a big catch in the Denver game. I mean,
without that play, he's 2 for 12.
Yeah.
And they're way ahead, and this is not likely to be that game. That's often the case with the
Bills. And it was encouraging to see him targeted downfield, even if he didn't actually catch the ball.
Yes. Yes, but twice this year, more than 4 catches in a game. Never more than 53 yards. What's a good game for Kincaid here? Like season highs, 6 for 50. Right? I mean, okay. That's not nothing.
Getting in the end zone would be incredible.
Getting in the end zone, he has 2 touchdowns this year. What was it last year?
Be incredible. I think 2.
2?
I don't, it wasn't a lot.
So he's got 4 touchdowns in like 30 games? I don't know. I just have a tough time predicting it. In fantasy, it's a running bit. Like, oh, this is the week? Okay. Love to see it. But Knox still has a role, you know, hand-down role, and then also the occasional target. So,
yeah, it feels like that is familiarity. Comfort, whatever you want. Like, I think you see Allen, it's funny, watching back even some of the highlights, like we're passing anniversaries of playoff games. And so the New England game from a few years ago that's come up already a couple of different ways today. There's the first touchdown of that game is a play, you know, it's first and goal somewhere down, I don't know what yard line, but they're near the end zone. And Allen's typically buying time, and he rolls out to his right, and he's gesturing, and then throws it. You think maybe he's throwing it away, but it's Knox jumping straight up in the air at the back pylon and coming down with it. Maybe those types of plays, the scramble type plays, Knox knows like where to go, how to get Allen's attention. Maybe in a way that Kincaid just has not unlocked yet. Mm-hmm. You know, like that's just reps and, again, comfort, familiarity. I don't think it would be crazy at all to expect Knox to have a bigger impact. You know, whether that's volume, or even just, like I'm saying, scramble plays at the goal line. Allen has found his way to him more often than he's found his way to Kincaid. Historically speaking.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's still not quite, it's not much either, but, you know, in the past, yes, like in that playoff example. Alex is next. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Looking forward to going to the game on Sunday. So I just have a question, and I'll support, an explanation as to why I'm asking it. So my question is there a script that you can see where the Bills win with what I'll call a slower start? Because that has me concerned, right? And one of the themes that I've seen from the year is that it's almost been by design, maybe a little bit by McDermott, to kind of see what the offense has and then make adjustments, just like we did against Denver. It worked, obviously, foolproof against Denver, where we made some adjustments and they didn't do anything for the rest of the game. I would assume that that is not a strategy that we're going to be, kind of backing off on defense those first couple, maybe the first set of down or, first drive for them, for Baltimore to see kind of what they're doing and then make adjustments. I don't know that we can afford that, obviously just from a strategy and also just from a momentum standpoint. So question is for you guys, do you see a game script where, we get off to a slow start and still win the game?
Sure. I think anything could happen. We've seen plenty of examples in this sport, in this league, where you go.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Into a game expecting one thing and get the other. That can be the conditions, that can be the team's familiarity with one another and their ability to, expect or suspect what's coming and be ready for it. I don't think it's my most likely outcome, but it's not far-fetched at all that this game could be a first half like last week's Denver game was, where, you just feeling each other out. Nobody wants to make a big mistake. It's really cold. Handling the ball is a little tricky. Whatever. I mean, to me, that's not crazy. And like we saw with the Bills, at least their end of it, they still got the 31 points eventually. Like, to me, you could have a low-scoring game. You could have a slow-starting, low-scoring first half that gets crazy in the second half. That's not it's not out of the question at all to me. Like it, I think the notion that it is sort of plays into this idea that the Ravens are just going to come in here and they're just going to be too much for the Bills. And look, that is in the window, right? They might be able to just move the ball at will, which is going to force you to have to do the same, and that's where you get your 41-38 kind of crazy, you know, just back and forth 13 seconds type game. But the alternative to that, a slower game, is not by any means in my mind out of the question. It would be surprising, more surprising than the shootout, but like I let off with, it happens all the time. In sport, we think like these offenses are just going to eat each other alive, and then you get to the game, and it's just for whatever reason, it just doesn't produce what you thought it was going to produce.
The total for this game is 51.5 points. Baltimore minus one, 51.5. So 26.25, 25.25. That's the betting line for this game. When these teams played in the playoffs 4 years ago, with fewer than 7,000 fans in the stadium, so you didn't have like a crowd noise element. I know it was loud for 6,000 people, but still, like you did not have what's coming on Sunday night. It was cold and windy, which we knew it would be. 34 degrees, 13 miles an hour wind. I remember the game, like gust. Both kickers missed two field goals. Like Tucker was missing. The wind was a problem. The total was 49.5. So 4 years ago, could have been like,
we had that
geez,
game,
you know,
right?
The Ravens are so good. They didn't have Derrick Henry, but still, like, they're so good. What is this game? Can the Bills start slowly and win it? That game, the final score was 17-3.
That game was 10-3 with, like, 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, or even less than that. Jackson throws that pick six to Taron Johnson.
Minute left.
With like, late in the third quarter.
Right.
That makes it 17-3. Yeah, I mean, there it is. There's that game. I'm glad you knew that or looked that up, had the total from that game. Because I think we were expecting, you know, we were expecting offense, and we didn't get it.
Yeah, that implied total would have been like 26-23 Bills. 26-23.5 Bills. Very close. Plus same ref.
Cheffers?
Cheffers the ref. Ref Cheffers. He has this game, right?
Yes.
That's not really germane to the point, as far as I know.
Are his games higher scoring or lower scoring? What is his crew
Sharp
against the spread, against the total?
I bet Warren would know. Warren Sharp football analysis. It's got to be there. Who gets the penalties? How many? High scoring, low scoring, all that stuff. Which, if I were a referee, I would totally have it in my mind. All right, what are my tendencies and how do I break them at all times? If the home team always wins and I'm the ref and it's the playoffs and everybody's talking about that, I tell you what, look out, guys, because it's the worst thing for a referee. Is if there's some expectation that the game would be slanted in one direction, even if it's harmless. You know, you wouldn't want that. I could be perfectly honest, like I'm sure they all are. I'm saying that. I'm sure they all are. But somebody's reffed games this year where the home team is 15-2, probably. Like, that's probably happened. And if I were that ref, I would just be beside myself, because like, what did I do wrong here? What is this supposed to? This means that I'm biased for the whole. I'm not. Watch me. I'm calling everything in this game against the home team. Well, anyway, 803-0550. Thanks for the call, Alex. Sal, in 20 minutes, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.